The hour has come. I do not ask you to take them out of the world, but that you keep them and protect them from the evil one. Set them apart in the truth for your purposes, and make them holy, for your word is true. I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one, just as we are one. Jesus prayed for me. Jesus prayed for me. Jesus prayed for me. He cares. Prayed for me. Jesus prayed for me. He prayed for me. He moved my fears. Prayed for me. I will rest in his love, for I know the response to his prayer is already answered above. Yes, Jesus prayed. He prayed for me, 'cause he cares.
Oh, When I was stressed out and I thought I would lose my mind, Oh, I should have been dead and gone, but I'm still alive and I'm giving you praise because you prayed for me. Now I can rest.
My name is Marsha J. I am a broadcaster, recording artist, host, and radio manager here at umeradio.com. And it is my absolute pleasure to welcome you to our 1 week prayer fasting interactive. It is our hope that through this activity, you will deepen your walk with the Lord and that you would partner with us as we go along on this journey. So today I want to talk to you guys about preparing your spirit for the upcoming week of prayer. But before we continue, I want to give a big thank you to all our sponsors that helped make UME Radio possible. So let's get right into this. So in starting this spiritual reset or refresh, we invite you to log on to www.umeradio.com/week of prayer, where we will provide you with a list of activities that you will be participating in. And at the end of this challenge, we will award you with a very special badge. The second thing we would like you to do is to pen a commitment letter. Now, this commitment letter is a promise to yourself that you will stick with this challenge for the next 7 days. This is something personal, and you can pin it however you would like. Then we would like you to write down your intent or your objective. Every event has an intent or an objective, what you hope to achieve at the end of this challenge. So go ahead and make some time and do that right now.
Can you hear me now? Thank you. Okay, so welcome to the show. This is a special episode of Finding Happy. See, I have angels all around me. I am very thankful. Oh, thank you, God. So welcome to Finding Happy today. I hope you're feeling content. I hope you're, I hope it's a good day. Just a good day. It doesn't have to be great or magnificent, but I hope it's a good day for you. I hope you're content. Yeah. It's a beautiful, where I am, it's completely beautiful right now. The outside is just gorgeous and I feel really, really blessed and I'm very happy to be here participating in this week of prayer. And I'm just going to open with a prayer from my book that I wrote about my own experience, my 2016 valley. but I haven't yet mustered the bravery to publish it, but I will someday. But I'm going to share a poem, a prayer that I wrote that helped me, and I'm going to use that to open our show today, and then we're going to go to our intro, okay? So it goes, it's titled Overcomer's Prayer. Lord, give me the strength to survive it. Grant me the wisdom to learn from it. Empower me with the will to leave it behind. Equip me with the courage to forgive the cause of it. Inspire me with the knowledge to deal with it. Teach me the patience to go through it. Guide my feet away from it. Let me know my ability to cope with it. Redirect my mind to never entertain it. Strengthen my heart to heal from it. Bestow on me the faith to overcome it. Speak to me so I cannot attend to it. Guide my consciousness so I won't repeat it. Change my thoughts so I'm not victimized by it. And I have a little thing that I wrote about the poem. There's no problem too big for us to overcome, no crime too sinful for us to forgive. And the moment there is, you are in disobedience of God, and that is not worth it. Or perhaps for some people it is. I said somewhere, but my thing isn't scrolling, so we're going to stop there for today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Finding Happy. I just want to share the opening of Finding Happy with you so you get the context of the show. So let's go to that. Is a soul, a spirit, a divine purpose. I am purpose driven. It's not personal, it's purpose. When you see me, there's deeper than what meets the eyes. There is a soul, a spirit, a divine purpose. I am being. Join me Thursdays at 10 a.m. Finding Happy on UME Radio, Thursdays at 10 a.m. Awesome. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. And today, hold on. There we go. Today we are talking about success through prayer. And the topic, as you can see on the screen, for those who are watching, for those who are listening, it is 7 reasons success requires strategic praying. 7 reasons success requires strategic praying. I don't know about you, but for me, in my life today, I cannot achieve anything without praying. Or let me change that. I am not interested in achieving anything without prayer, without connection, divine connection, right? And the reason I share that point with you when I started is because I'm going to talk about my life before I connected success with divinity, right? Before I connected purpose with divine and understanding that there's divine purpose, because we're in a world where not everything is about God. Not everyone is about his business intentionally, right? And so I realized I wasn't about his business in an intentional way either. And so I had to change the way I functioned after 2016. And for those of you who've been watching my show, I've spoken about it at length, where in 2016, I had a company that was really flourishing, took on a partner, he stole it from me. And then my life just went upside down. It was just mind-blowingly out of control. My life went out of my control. And then it came into God's control, and he started teaching me the principles of our engagement and how he wanted us to engage for this purpose. And my purpose became divine purpose and not just purpose, right? So I'm going to share on this topic with you based on my own experiences. I'll also share with you some quotes from the Bible and from other persons too. So you don't have to take my word for it, but you can if you want to, as well as do your own research, learn yourself, discover purpose, you know, and then you'll get to understand what it's about. So we're going to have that conversation right now. So when we talk about, when I say strategic praying, what do I mean? Strategy, if you are doing a business, right, then, and did I tell you what the show is about? Well, you see that in the description bar. Finding happy really is about me sharing with you tips from my own journeys as an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm also a success coach, certified, and among other things that I do. But the show really is about learning to love self, adapting to change for growth, and being intentional about achieving transformative success through the discovery of divine purpose. So we're just going to zone in and have a bit of a conversation around this. So what is a strategy? A strategy is an intentional guideline, if you will, that one establishes so that they can attain a certain goal, right? It's a plan of action, but not just a regular plan, a plan that's driven, that's guided, a plan that is prayed upon, a plan that has some kind of research to it, right? And direction, a plan that anyone picks it up and can achieve the goal, because that strategy gives them a clear outline as to the targets to be met, the channels through which they should be met, or what which they're thinking of them being met, and the expected outcomes, right? So you have the different milestones and so on, right? So you can go research what a strategy should be. And then we have praying. Those are the two words, right? And praying, for me, you can look up your definition on it. I don't have one because I'm going to share mine with you. Praying for me is quality time with God, our interaction, me and God time, us consulting, right? Us having, so I have this, I, I'm I have a desire that I want, and I go to God and I let him know, okay, so this is my desire. However, I would like you to have your way. Yeah, because he is interested in our desires. He is interested in us learning who we are. So it's just a matter of being strategic about that when it comes to your success. Success is not a definition. I'm not going to be giving you a definition for success, because success is based on who you are and your definition of it. For me, success is peace of mind. Now it is peace of mind. It is feeling my truest self. It's being able to live in my authenticity, to be authentically me and be okay with that. That's success for me. Success for me is to receive love, real love, you know, to be loved by someone and knowing that I'm loved, flaws and all. Flaws and all. And when I say flaws, of course, I'm talking about from an earthly perspective, because I am exactly who God purposed me to be. I am made exactly as he wants me to be. If I'm impatient, it's because my superpower requires it. You know, so I'm who he wants me to be. And then my goal now is to be the best when interacting with other people, to understand where they are, to see if we can find a happy medium, right? So whatever success is for you, that's what I'm talking about. It requires strategic praying for you to get it. I don't care what it is, whether you want money, whether it is things, whether it's, no matter what it is that success means to you, it requires strategic praying. Achieving anything requires strategic communication and connection and bargain and dialogue with him who created you. Right? Yes. So let's look at the ones we're looking at today. Success requires, and I'm suggesting these seven things: unearthing potential, discovery of purpose, connecting with your community. Your network is your network, net worth. So it requires having a network. Work doesn't reward. God does. And this is one of my life lessons as at 2016. Faith and trust, grace and favor. Yes. What are we talking about? Seven reasons success requires strategic praying. That's what we're talking about. So let's look at the first one. Success requires praying to unearth true potential. We all have potential. We have we are possibility. Remember this song they used to sing? I think I am a P. I am a P. I am a P. I don't remember what it is. But I'm a possibility, right? I have potential, right? No, I think I said the wrong thing. I was singing I am a Christian. That's the song. I'm a CH. Yes. There's a song though about possibility, right? Or maybe it's the same song, I don't know. I am a promise. Thank you, Marsha J. I am a promise. Yes, that song. With potentiality and possibility, we were created with that in mind, right? But in order to tap into that, it is required for us. It is a requirement that we pray, consult, go to God. You know, when you're... Let's say you go to a property, right? You're in real estate. You want to purchase a piece of real estate. Let's say you're purchasing a real estate for your business, or you're seeking to rent a real estate for your business, right? What do? You look for a building that has the potential to represent what you want it to represent, correct? Yes, you do. Then what else do? You consult with the owner. You do some consultations, not just with the owner. You do a series of consultations if you're smart and you really want to get it. You may have to go through a series of consultations. You may need to talk to your staff. You may need to consult your business plan to see, is this a space good for my business plan? You have to do consultations. And that's what prayer is in this moment. You need to consult with the maker, the creator, he who runs the universe, right? You wouldn't just walk into a business place and just start speaking with the people who work there, requesting something that you want to succeed and receive, right? What that you actually want to have success with, and just speak to the workers. It's like when I was in high school. Oh my gosh, I was something else. You know, me and my friend. If we go to a store or something was wrong, we wouldn't even talk to the store clerk. We would be like, who's the manager? When you call a company and you're having an issue, who do you want to talk to? You would like to just get straight to the manager, the person in charge. That's what praying is about. You've got to consult the who is in charge. And you don't need to know God, the God that I know. Go to the God of your understanding. Go to the God of your understanding. Just remember, if you want success, then it's going to have to be more than about you, right? So I'm sharing something with you on the screen, and it's a Bible verse. And it reads, it's 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9, and this is the NIV version for those who are listening on radio. It reads thus, however, as it is written, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. He built you with potential. But there's something in this that we need to look at. For those who love him. It's kind of difficult to invest in people who don't love us, right? Someone who's not feeding you back, isn't it? He said he made you in his image. Check yourself. Now, this is a quote from Jim Rohn. The big challenge is to become all that you have the possibility of becoming. The possibility of becoming. The possibility of becoming. Isn't that profound? You cannot believe what it does to the human spirit to maximize your human potential and stretch yourself to the limit. Jim Rohn wrote that. Motivational speaker. Isn't that powerful? We're talking about the seven reasons success requires strategic praying. Now, the second one, success requires praying to discover divine purpose. You see, we can get up to whatever we want to get up to. I may be mindful of time because I always go over time. We can get up to whatever we want to get up to. You can have whatever purpose you want. But unless that's divinely guided, again, we're talking about if you have an expected outcome. If you don't have an expected outcome, you know, if you don't care what the results are, then you don't have to care. You could even just not have a purpose. But if you want to succeed, then divine purpose is required. And to connect with divine purpose requires praying. And here's why. Your purpose is your why. It's the why am I here? There's someone who said, I don't remember who said that. I think it's Tony Robbins. Two most important days of your life, when you were born and the day you figure out why. I have something different. I have a third one. I think the day I leave here is pretty significant for me, just for me. But finding out your why is so critical, right? Because you see, your why is tied to childhood trauma. Yes? And your why is also tied to your talents and your gifts, right? Who do you go to understand and unfold all of that? You may be able to, I mean, as Steve Jobs says, you can connect the dots looking backwards, but you can't give reasons and validity to those dots. Right? There are things that are happening in your life and you're going to just be like, huh, what was that? What does that mean? What is that about? Right? And it's going to take some amount of connecting with him who created you to understand. Otherwise, we just live in the pain. And pain, of course, like I've said, is no use to you. It's all but pain unless you use it. How can you use it if you don't know what your divine purpose is? Yes? Your purpose discovery is the process of unearthing your authentic vocation or true calling. Once discovered, you become your most authentic self. Because you see, understanding and connecting with divine purpose is to connect with soul. And then soul connects with spirit. And then magic happens. The magic of success happens. Yes, it's like fireworks. It's orgasmic, I like to say. And you learn to develop your unique skills, strengths, and talents based on your values and passions and pursue purpose. In order for you to successfully chart a course for your career, life, family, whatever. This can position you to consciously attract opportunities to achieve your goals and to consciously attract success. Yes? Very, very important. What happens to us is, to a lot of people is, people who don't connect with soul, with purpose, divine purpose, because the gift is evident, the gift is already there. You don't have to search for it. If you have a gift, you have a gift. You know. If you're talented at something, the whole world knows. But what is the gift for? You have to search for that. And so most people are in talent and gifts, and that's it. And we wonder, why won't this, I'm so good at this. Why am I not successful? Why am I not successful? It has to be used for divine purpose. God is beautiful. I love him. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. We are talking about seven reasons success requires strategic praying. Success requires strategic praying to connect with your community. Oh my goodness, what's that? Your ideal customers, your ideal clients, the people who God sent you to, the people he sent you to serve, the people who, like you, went through a particular pain. That's why when you don't identify, when you don't connect with your pain and the stories and the trauma around that pain, there's no way to attract success. No way. Because until you understand fully the power in that pain, you won't be able to present that power in the power from that pain to anyone. You know, it's like me when I'm as a coach, right? I'm a disruptor. And I work with people to discover divine purpose. That's the gift that God gave me, right? So I can see purpose in someone, and I couldn't even do my job. And sometimes I get resented for it because it's that pain. It's not because they want to resent you, right? So don't take it personal. It's purpose, it's not personal, it's purpose, right? It's that they're not ready. The agitation is agitating the pain. Yeah, and this is the thing, right? We'll pray to God and say, God, I need to be successful. God, I need my business to do this. And guess who's going to send to you? An agitator. Because the only way to get from where you are to where you want to go requires change. And we don't just change. Something has to agitate. That's why there's hunger. That's why there's pain. Yes? Because that agitation to disrupt our patterns so we can change course, or we can just do it different. A lot of us are serving, yes, and we're making a little bit of money, but sometimes we're not serving who he sent us to serve. And if you don't do what he asked you to do, why would he reward you? Would you reward someone for doing something that other than what you purposed them to do if you hire them, or if you created them, or if you put them in a certain position? No, we wouldn't. We all know that's not logical. It doesn't make sense. God isn't stupid. So here's a Bible verse from Judges, and there's a course in the course that we did. It's called Learn Your Ideal Customer. We created Minister Carl Marit and I, who he's the co-instructor. We came up with a formula. It's called the Deborah Effect, right? And it's where Deborah, the prophet in the Bible, I think it's Judges, the book. Yeah, it's right in front of me, Judges. And God told her to send her to Barak with a message, with a task for him to do, right? And you can read the rest. So here it is where it says, villagers in Israel would not fight. They held back until I, Deborah, arose, until I arose, a mother in Israel. We have to actually get up and do, right? We have to get up and do to attract a community. We have to actually get up and serve. And not just service, like I hear people say, oh, I want to serve. No, you're serving yourself. Service isn't about you. See, service is about the other. Your pain isn't for you. Your pain fuels your superpower to solve somebody else's problem. Everyone is not your customer, Seth Godin. When you speak to everyone, you speak to no one. That's why in media, they say you speak to a person. You. I'm speaking to you. See how that works? There's a difference, no? That's Meredith Hill. You can't be everything to everyone, but you can be something to someone. Andrew Davis. Seven reasons is what we're talking about. Seven reasons success requires strategic thinking. Did I say who I was? I'm Coach Raquel. For those who are listening, I don't recall saying my name. I'm Coach Raquel. So the other reason is success requires praying to grow your network, to build your net worth. Are we getting closer to the money? Yes, yes. It requires praying. It requires praying. We just spoke about your community, which is your outreach, right? The people you're going to serve. But guess what? Have you ever heard? I have a friend, and his name is Lauren. And I remember at the time, the only movie he really invested time in was the movie 300. He loves that movie. Oh my gosh, Spartan. I hear about it all the time. It's like this male ego thing. I don't know what it is, but he's always talking about the 300 men that went to war. You can read about it in the Bible or whatever. But I just want to say this. You have the community that you serve, but you need a network to serve them effectively and successfully to build a net worth. You need a network. Yes? Your network is not your community. Your network and your community are different people. Your network is a collective of purpose builders, divine helpers, divine supporters. I'm not talking about comrades and fans and all of that. I'm talking about divine people on purpose, people whose purpose align with yours, synchronize with yours. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So in Judges, you see where Gideon, I think it's Judges 8 verse 4. Gideon and his 300 men, exhausted at keeping up the pursuit, came to the Jordan and crossed it. Him and his 300 men. If you notice in the Bible, but read your Bible and you'll understand that when he calls you, he has someone for you to serve. Jesus has had disciples. I'll leave it there. That was his network. Yes. And it's different people that fall in that network. Different people of different types. Again, depending on the success you want. And in order to even attract the right people, you need serious strategic praying. You can't just go to God randomly and say, just send me some people. Oh, no. You need to be clear. This is what we're going for, God. I have an elephant to eat, God. I need hungry people. I need people who eat meat. You have to be strategic. You can't just ask for some random thing. You've got to be clear. It means you have to have a strategy before you start praying about your business. How do you pray about a business that has no plan? You have to pray about it every step of the way. When you got the concept, then ask, seek his advice for God. How do I develop the strategy? Who do I get to help me with this strategy, God? Can you put me in the circumstances or the situation that I will connect with someone who's great and excellent at creating strategies? And then after you've done that, you've got to pray again to make sure the mission is clear. Because you're not just going to serve you. And the only person that can connect you to the minds of the people you're going to serve without you even meeting them is God Almighty himself. He's the one that created them. So the praying is not just about you. For you to succeed, you have to connect with people you don't know. Who else is going to connect you with them? Effectively, wisely. God. Motivational speaker Jim Rohn famously said that we are the average of the five people we spend the most time with. And that's the law of averages, right? Who are you attracting? Are you praying about who you're attracting? Because who you're being will determine what you attract. One of the things I learned is that I was attracting all the wrong people. And when the right people came, I turned them away because they they were disrupting. They were touching on my pain, you see. So in 2019, God ripped my heart apart. I mean, he just broke my heart into pieces to teach me how wrong my own method was and why 2016 was 2016 and why I lost all of what I believed I worked for. Because I was rejecting the very community he was sending me and purposing me to serve. Because when I look into their pain, I saw mine. Who are you rejecting? Because when I look into their, when you look at them, their pain, you feel yours. Mindfulness. So we're talking about seven reasons success requires strategic praying. And we just spoke about your network. You've got to pray for who's in your network. You know, in 2016, man, I was like Daniel in the lion's den and I didn't know it. Wrong network. Which is why by the time I got some amount of success, it was a state, it was just snatched from me. God did it to save me. And I'm so thankful to the person who was obedient enough to do something that he was going to be hated for or had the potential to be hated for, because I don't hate him. As a matter of fact, I love him. Don't want to interact with him anymore. No, but I love him and I'm thankful to him that he allowed himself to be used. And sometimes you see, we criticize other people and God is using them to do something that we describe or we consider awful for our own benefits. I was so clueless. I was so clueless. I remember after my business was stolen from me, you know, persons would say to me, oh yeah, I know that was going to happen. I saw that. And I was like, oh, nobody said that to me though. Now who's a common denominator? Me. So I had to check myself. Why is it that they saw me in danger but couldn't tell me? Not couldn't tell me, wouldn't tell me. You see, because I had been training them not to tell me truth. Because my action was communicating to them that they couldn't be honest with me. It's not about them. Yeah? It's who I was being. Who I was being did not attract protection. And it took 2019's heartbreak for me to get it, because even though God was trying to tell me, I still didn't get it. I mean, angels have just been in my life like crazy. Ah. Success requires praying to gain rewards. Oh my God, this was one of my biggest lessons. Biggest lessons. I actually thought that when I worked, that's how I paid my bills. What a misconception. What a pile of ish lies I told myself. And if you're telling yourself that, you're telling yourself a lie. Because no matter how hard you work, what happens? The bills keep piling up. I used to think, is the goalpost moving? Why do I feel like every time I get to $100, the thing that cost $100 no longer cost it? It's like it became $200 all of a sudden because I gained $100. So I was of the concept that it is when I work that I was able to take care of myself. And I didn't understand when God says to the birds, it's the flowers. They don't care for tomorrow. But you see, I was lost in that mystical understanding of the Bible. So I didn't get that either. I just thought it was a smart quote that said, oh, they don't have to worry. They can just chill and they fly about and God will provide. But that's not it. From based on my understanding, that's not it at all. What he is saying is not that you shouldn't work, is that that's not where you go to for the blessing. That's why divine purpose is what we're supposed to be pursuing. But we don't have any faith in God. See, we have faith in the job. We have faith in the business. And some of us don't even know what our divine purpose is. So we just hang on to the one that seemed to pay our bills. Hang on to the one. But guess what I've learned? Anything you hang on to, God's going to take care of you if he's taking care of you. It doesn't matter what you're holding on to. Excuse me. And if you're supposed to go through some trials, you will, no matter where you are. And this is something when it comes to how we gain, we have to talk to God about it. Oh God, this requires strategic praying, man. You have to go to God and you have to say to God, God, this, and let me tell you how God is amazing. He's such a strategist. If you don't have a plan, what are you asking me for? I'm going to tell you something that happened to me a couple months ago. God said to me, go to the people in your team. And he gave me three names, right? And he said to me, ask them, if they were supposed to do what you're doing full time, what would they want to be paid? When he said it to me initially, I was just like, nah, not doing that. Just I'm like, Raquel, like, let's not go there. Didn't do it. And then some things started happening. And oh my God, my God. Blew my mind. I would have him at the target because nobody really put forward a figure. I put forward a figure and the company is earning it. But that figure was my figure. And when I say it's earning it, all our packages changed based on his guidance because we went on fasting and everything. And just like I asked him for the exact, gaining your rewards requires strategic thinking and strategic praying. And here is why. The Bible says in Ephesians 6 and verse 10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, his capacity. Take delight in the Lord, Psalm 37 verse 4, and he will give you the desires of your heart. But what is the desire? Have you written it down? It's strategic praying I'm talking about. You can't just go to God and say, God bless my company. Oh God, we want to earn millions. What kind of millions? Who are you going to serve? How is the million? How do you want it to come? How is it going to make sense? You have to be strategic in your praying. If you want success, because if you don't, then you don't have to care. The reward for work well done is the opportunity to do more work. And I should have put that before I put the second Bible verse. Listen to what the world says. And it's a good quote because he's spot on. Jonas Salk, he is spot on. The reward for work well done is the opportunity to do more. The reward for work you're doing is not rewards. It's not harvest. It's more work. Didn't you know that? So the more you work, the more you work. Glory to God. But if you take delight in God, if you take delight in the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. You don't work to get the desires of your heart. Success requires strategic praying. Strategic praying. Am I on time? I have 7 minutes to go. And I'm trying to become more mindful of time. Success requires, I think I have two more to go. Seven reasons success requires strategic praying. Success requires praying to cultivate faith and trust. I learned that I had no faith in God. And it's embarrassing because I've been so ashamed of representing God in any way. I'm learning, and right now I'm praying that he sends me a spiritual guide, you know. I guess that is supposed to come in my husband whenever he finds me or we find each other. But yes, without faith, it's impossible to please him. And like you said, if you don't please him there, where's the delight, right? You need faith and trust. We have banked in business, we've banked our faith and trust in money, guaranteeing that the customer is going to pay. But who or what makes a customer pay? Why do you think when they have marketing campaigns, they go to the good book for advice? And you don't have to ask me if they do. Just go listen to the things. Be kind. They either scare you or are presenting a solution from the fear for you. Yeah? Kindness and thoughtfulness, and you know, they woo you to get you to buy. Why do you think they use that? And even when we use it, we still aren't having faith in God for it. We have that faith in the mighty dollar and we think we have the gift. It's like some of us have the gift of gab, right? Charm. But we don't understand that that's a gift. And that gift is supposed to attract our rewards, but it will only do so if you're in purpose. Divine purpose. Yes? Divine. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I think that was repeated. Right? So it might have been a mistake. Well, I'm sure it's a mistake. The smallest seed of faith is better than the largest fruit of happiness. Henry Thoreau said that. But you know, this quote, this Bible verse also works. Ephesians 6, verse 10, be strong in the Lord. Have faith. Faith and trust. Let me tell you how important trust is. Our understanding is whacked. And let me tell you why. Because language, English or Chinese or French or whatever, who created it? Man-made. And man-made things are not perfect. So you'll be saying the same words I'm saying and we have two different meanings for it. I go to a Chinese and I say horse and they don't see what I see when I say those words. They don't hear, they don't understand it the way I do. But soul to soul connect, I smile, you smile, that's of God. So in your praying for your success, you have to ask God to teach you his ways. To teach you the ways, because I say God knows us individually. Remember the Bible says he knows every hair counted on your head, which means that the client you're trying to attain, God knows that client. Go to him, God. How do I position this for a particular client, for this particular client, based on who they are? Could you give me some wisdom into that? Praying, strategic praying. One of the things I recently learned is when I have an issue, whether it's with a client or with a network partner, I don't go to them anymore. I say, hey, God, like Keith is my business partner, right? One of my partners. And when something happened with Keith, and I'm thankful for him because he had to pay the price of my lessons. He had to pay the price of my lessons because it required a human for me to learn these things. And no one stuck around long enough, or I did not allow anyone to stick around long enough because I quit people real fast. So it's really not them, it's me. I quit people real fast, you know? And I wasn't keeping them long enough to understand, to learn how to work through for the lack of a better word, tension, the agitation, which was really in my best interest. Because without breakdowns, there can be no breakthrough. So guess what happened? If you want to be success, it's the people who bring you the most breakdowns you need to be around. Do you know that? And those are the people that you don't like. Because they agitate you. Imagine if you can find someone who agitates you, but you love them. Keith, thank you for teaching me how to truly love. Because I love him, but he agitates me. And my God, do I agitate him? I'm telling you, his wife won't have to worry by the time he meets her, I would have trained him because I am a lot to deal with. But also, I'm just God's purpose, so it's not that much at all. Because anybody who serves God knows that God is a lot to deal with. So if you serve God and you can't love the murderer, then maybe you're not really serving God, because God is the worst to deal with, in my opinion, my experience with him. We're talking about seven reasons success requires strategic praying. And for those of you who are faith-based, who may be offended by what I just said, let me put it this way. God and I have our personal relationships and you don't belong there. And that was just my experience. The God that I know calls men to kill. The God that I know calls men to disrupt. The God that I know allows children to be hungry. Because God is about purpose. He's not about person. Right? So that's what I mean. So I'm not trying to offend anybody. If you listen to my show regularly, this we have a tumultuous relationship, me and God. But that's our relationship. And it's very strong. Good. So this is the final one. And if you remember nothing else that I say, remember this, please. Remember this one. This is the important one, the most important one, I believe. Or one of the most important ones. Because faith is important, right? They're all important. But this one right here is what is success, what brings success, what gives tangibility, gives success tangibility, grace and favor. God's grace and favor without praying, strategic praying, grace is just wasted on you because you won't know what to do with it. And he's giving us grace every day. He sent his son to die. And what did Christ come with? Grace, right? Based on my understanding, yeah. Grace and favor, you have to pray for that. You can't just let grace happen. You have to, God, what do I do with this? This amazing thing that you gave me. Grace is unmerited favor. We don't deserve. Yes? So you want to invest your gift, the gifts. You want to invest them wisely. You want to use it wisely. You know, I had to ask God to give me grace to deal with Keith as I was learning to be better, because in interacting with him, my pain was present and I was sitting in it. When you're in pain, you're not very graceful. And that's because that's what pain was designed for, to get you to do, not to make you look nice and pretty and agreeable to everybody. Success doesn't come that way. So Keith, thank you for forgiving me continuously and consistently. And all the other people that I interact with. The reason I'm saying Keith is because I'm talking about from a business perspective, and also lessons that I learned over the past couple of weeks, well, years working with Keith. You know, he's an amazing human. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 10 says, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me." I tell you why prayer is really important and why grace is how we really attain success. You could work until God comes. Do you realize that when you step back, like, the persons who work the hardest are not necessarily the most wealthy? Wealthy people don't even really work hard. I'm not saying they don't work, you know. That's not what I'm saying. But do the math. Because you see, you have to understand that work is not what produces success. Prayer does. Work does not bring success. Work is required for success, but it doesn't produce it. Strategic praying. I'm going to share with you a quote from Steve Harvey. And then we're going to end here. If you honor God, God gives you grace and faith. Since you can't buy it, since you can't purchase grace, you can't purchase faith. He gives it out to whoever he wants to have it. That's from Steve Harvey. Success requires strategic praying. Don't you forget that. I am Coach Raquel, and thank you for listening.
I am purpose-driven.
I am purpose-driven. It's not personal. It's purpose. When you see me, there's deeper than what meets the eyes. There is a soul, a spirit, a divine purpose. I am being. Join me Thursdays at 10 a.m. Finding Happy on UME Radio. Thursdays at 10 a.m.